Coming up to 13 past five, they're the official animal of Queensland and, of course, an iconic Australian symbol. But it seems our furry koala friends are in, unfortunately, a world of trouble after a huge drop in population numbers in recent years. Wildlife conservationists are now calling for an increase in efforts to protect koala habitats and boost the population numbers. Now, Chair of the Australian Koala Foundation, Deborah Tabart, joins me on the line now. Deborah, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And now, look, I know we've talked about this over many years, Deborah, the falling numbers in koalas. It must go back decades, I have to say. And unfortunately, things don't seem to be getting better.
No, look, I've been at this for 33 years and I'm not going to give up until I get what I want, and that is a Koala Protection Act, because let's face it, whatever's happening in the legal field now doesn't work because the koala population just continues to decline.
What are the numbers here in Queensland as we speak, to the best of your estimate?
Well, you know, the government never agrees with us about our population numbers, but in 2018 we thought it was around about 20,000 animals, and we're now saying it could be as low as 12 or 13,000 because the drought, water in being out of the landscapes, and urban development, which has just wiped out so many animals.
Does bushfires also play a role in this? I know I spoke to Greg Leach, the head of the Queensland Fire Emergency Services, a little bit earlier about the fire season coming up, but the bushfires, particularly those bad bushfires we saw in 2019, 2020, how big an impact did that have across Australia?
Well, definitely. And in New South Wales, the decline was 41%, which really takes in some of the animals that died in those fires. But the sort of good news on all this is that there is actually a lot of empty habitats. So even though there's been losses, there are opportunities for recovery. But yes, I think fire is also worse because we have taken so much water from underground. When last year, you know, when the fire, just before the fires, my local fire brigade was saying that our aquifers in the western part of Brisbane were 30 metres down than normal. So I do think that we are going to have to come to terms with the fact that we've got less rain or more rain all at once or fires, and that all affects the koalas. And, you know, I don't want to harp on the politicians, but I just don't think they take it all seriously, but they're very happy to have all the tourist dollars when they come in, when the planes start coming back.
All right, Deborah Tabart, keep up the good fight, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye.